Good evening, and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It's 20 to 6. It is Thursday. I'm out over the park, actually. There's a lot of bird tweeting going on. And I've also just seen a bat or two. It may have been the same bat flying about twice. Who knows, but bats all the same. The little silent, rubbery-winged, furry fellas that they are. And lasses, sorry. So, I thought I'd get outside over the park. I'm a bit late to it. It's getting quite dark. Still a bit light. Still a few people around. Some lads playing football. I think there's the odd dog walker knocking about. And I'm just making my way over to the car park to get off the muddy floor, which isn't that muddy, I'll be honest. It's kind of almost wet clay-like in texture. Not enough to get all over your feet, you know? If I had tread in my shoes, then it would probably get in that. But I haven't. I have my desert boots on, as I normally do, really. I haven't worn trainers much for a long time. Apart from my workout trainers, I haven't worn my other trainers for a long time. I think it's since I started to invest a little bit in some new clothes. I like to kind of be a little bit smarter, I suppose. Anyway, I worked today. So I woke up this morning at 9. And I have to say, it's the first day where I feel something akin to normal, let's say. Something akin to feeling quite well. Which was nice, actually. And then I went to work, and I only went to work for 3 hours, 12 till 3. And then I was reminded by that I'm not actually that well yet, or not completely well. I was quite tired. It quite quickly took the energy out of me, that few hours. But anyway, I came home, I've done a bit of washing and stuff. Little pop down the shops to get a few bits and bobs. I'm showered and everything else, so I'm ready just to, well, relax again. Which is what I will be doing this evening. I still need to make sure I get plenty of rest to continue the recovery I have. But I think, yes, I've gone from actually being laid out for several days and barely being able to lift my head off the pillow to now being much more energetic and much more upright more regularly. And it's quite nice now when I'm not doing something like work. It's quite a pleasant experience now to be awake and alive compared to what it was. Although when I go to work, it's a bit of a struggle. It's a struggle physically. It's a struggle with the tiredness. But also it's a bit of a mental challenge. When you're sort of well below par physically, it's very difficult to maintain a chipper kind of mood for customers. So I imagine I've probably come across as a little bit more grumpy than I normally am. I'm not that grumpy normally, actually. Certainly when I'm at work, I'm generally quite light-hearted and playful with my approach, depending on the customer. But yes, I feel like I'm making headway. I think that's the main thing. I'm through the feeling really ill, and now I'm in that process of feeling gradually better, which is nice. Nice, nice, nice. So I'm off this evening. I'm off until 6 p.m. tomorrow. Work in the evening for a few hours. Then I'm off all day Saturday. Working Sunday for 5 or 6 hours. And then off all of Monday. All of Monday. So, yes. Feels like it's coming together a bit now. My appetite's still a bit all over the place. didn't feel hungry at all till about 4 o'clock this evening, and then I just ate loads of junk. But I'm going with that for now. I'm not feeling inclined to eat anything healthy at the moment. I mean, I am eating healthy things, but that's not my priority as it would normally be, because my appetite isn't quite there, so I'm just eating what I fancy. I did go out and buy some more soup earlier, and then I came home and didn't eat the soup. I had something else. In fact, no, I bought some chips from the fish and chip shop. Better to just get some calories in. Better to do what I can to maintain some energy levels. Energy levels. That came out a bit weird. You know, just to get my energy back. And then a more healthy approach can take place when I'm feeling better for it, you know? So I think that's all I've got to say. Yes, it is. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.